North Korea's normally reclusive leader, Kim Jong-il, is winding up a four-day trip to Russia, his second in a year. The U.S. yesterday imposed sanctions on a North Korean company for selling Scud missile parts to Yemen. Some Bush administration officials are worried about Russia's economic relations with North Korea, Iraq, and Iran. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow that Russia appears intent on deepening those ties.
Kim Jong-il's trip has featured the enigmatic trappings typical of the world's last Stalinist state. His host offered hotels, but Kim insisted on sleeping aboard his armored train during his sojourn to the Russian Far East. Security measures have been extraordinary. Kim visited armaments and pharmaceutical plants in the region. The North Korean leader also ventured into an Orthodox church and tried to make the sign of the cross, but he got it wrong both times. He seemed fascinated by a selection of gold jewelry at a department store in the Pacific port city of Vladivostok. Kim looked taciturn during much of his visit, but today he beamed as President Vladimir Putin greeted him with a hug. Putin told Kim Russia wanted friendship with North Korea. When asked by Putin if he was happy with his trip, Kim replied 1,000%. But some in Washington are less than elated. This week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld slammed Russia's growing economic ties with countries like Iraq and North Korea, both part of what President Bush calls an axis of evil. Analysts here say that's a short-sighted view.
Rumsfeld made an absolutely irrelevant and reckless statement. It is absolutely immature.
Vyacheslav Nikonov is a political analyst. He says Rumsfeld ignores the positive role Russia can play in coaxing North Korea to change.
When President Kim comes to Russia, he first of all learns about market economy. And it's not by chance that now he is starting some reforms inside Korea for the first time after World War II.
Russia wants Pyongyang to reopen its rail link with South Korea, which would open more markets to Russian companies. But Professor Viktor Kremenyuk says Kim Jong-il's latest visit to Russia carries an even more important message.
And that is, I want to travel. I want to be in the outside world. In a Korean style, in Oriental style, it's a very, very important message that he's sending. That, look, I'm ready for the contacts.
And Kremenyuk says if Washington is worried about countries like North Korea acquiring weapons of mass destruction, it should be thankful to have Russia as a conduit for dialogue.
Well, one of the assets of the Russian foreign policy is the fact that Russia may talk to several countries with which the West cannot talk. Iraq, for example. Iran, North Korea. These countries have to be contacted. Too much may depend on them.
But influential Russian parliament member Vladimir Lysenko admits political posturing is also at work. Putin made a lot of concessions to the U.S. in supporting the war on terror, Lysenko says. In cooperating economically with Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, Putin is telling Bush, look, I'm not a toy. I'm not going to obey the United States on everything. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.